Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Chavis Shenishbra, a barrel that broke. It's a barrel of food or liquid that's now spilling out on Shabbos. The Rabbanan made a decree that one cannot save the entire contents of the barrel, because in doing so, he may run to gather bowls to scoop it up, and he may go and grab bowls and carry them through Shisarabim, through public domain, to bring them there. And therefore, they limited what he was allowed to save from this barrel. So, Chavish and Ishbar, a barrel that broke, Matzil and Himena, Mazan Shalashudas. He can only save from it enough food for 3 meals worth. But more than that, not. Small amount, they weren't concerned that he was going to have to go, he would go get containers and travel with them through Shisarabim. Va'imr la'cherim, and he can say to other people, Bayu Vatzil l'cham, come and save for yourselves, and anybody can come and save 3 meals worth for themselves. Ubavanchal yisbeg, as long as he does not use a sponge. Even if he's not going to squeeze the sponge, he cannot use a sponge to soak up liquid coming out of the barrel, because Chazal were concerned that he may come to squeeze out the sponge. The Mishnah continues once we mentioned squeezing out sponges. Ein seichatin asaperis, lahitzmei mashkin. One's not allowed to squeeze fruit in order to get the juice out of the fruit. This is schita, and it's a tolda of dash, of threshing, squeezing out, extracting one thing from another, one food part from another part. Ve'em yatsu me'atzman, and even if the juice dripped out of the fruit by itself, assume it's forbidden on Shabbos, because this is a gzera. Chazal were concerned that if he drinks this juice, he may come to squeeze more juice out of the fruit on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, im la'achlan hayetze me'amuter. If the fruit that the juice dripped out on Shabbos, if that fruit was designated for eating, he had fruit cut up in the fridge that he was going to eat cut up, and some juice dripped out of it, so that juice is permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda, because this fruit was designated for eating, we're not concerned that he's going to squeeze it. Ve'im l'mashkin, but if the fruit was designated to be squeezed to make juice, then hayetze mem usser, even what comes out automatically on Shabbos, is forbidden, because in this case, there was a greater concern that he would come to squeeze the fruit, because it's designated for squeezing. The Mishnah now jumps to a similar case, extracting honey from honeycomb. Chalais dvash sheriskan me'erev Shabbos. If someone crushed honeycombs before Shabbos, so definitely crushing honeycomb on Shabbos to extract the honeycomb would be a problem of this schita, of extracting the honey from the honeycomb. If it was crushed before Shabbos, generally they crushed it and they let it sit and have the honey drip out of it by itself. If he crushed it before Shabbos, v'yatsu mi'atzmam, and the honey dripped out by itself, asurim, they're forbidden to benefit from on Shabbos, just like the fruit juice, out of concern that he may come to crush more on Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer permits over here, because it was normal once the honeycomb was crushed just to let it sit and drip out. We weren't concerned that he was going to do anything else. He's just going to let it sit and drip out on its own. But the first time I held that, no, if he partakes in this honey, he may crush other honeycomb that has yet to be crushed. Mishnah Beis discusses the halachas of cooking on Shabbos. Kol sheba b'cham in me'erev Shabbos, anything that was already came into hot water, it was cooked, boiled in hot water before Shabbos, so it's already mevushel, it's cooked. Sharon, I say b'cham b'Shabbos, you can soak it in hot water on Shabbos, even though putting it in hot water on Shabbos is a form of cooking. But since it was already cooked, it's not a problem. This is the concept of ein bishul achar bishul, that halakhically, once something's cooked once, it's not considered being cooked when it's heated a second time. And this is only by dry foods, not by moist, liquidy foods. V'kol shalei ba b'cham in me'erev Shabbos, anything that was not heated up in hot water before Shabbos, so it's still raw, madichin I say b'cham b'Shabbos, you can only rinse it in hot water on Shabbos, and this hot water that we're talking about here is really from a kli sheni. Kli rishon is the first pot that the water is heated up in on the fire. Kli sheni is when the water is transferred into another pot that's cool, and it cools down the water somewhat. Then that water can be poured onto a raw item, and this is iri kli sheni, pouring from a kli sheni. That's permitted on Shabbos, according to this Mishnah. Chutz min ha-meliach ha-yashan, with the exception of certain things that the Mishnah lists here, meliach ha-yashan is a old salted fish. V'dagim meluchim ktanim, and small salted fish. V'kol yas ha-ispanin, this is another type of fish called a Spanish sole. and was had a very thin skin. And in these cases, shahada chasan, just rinsing them from a kli sheni water, zuhi gmar malachtan, that's enough to finish their preparation. They only needed minor heating, and a little bit of heat from this rinsing with the kli sheni water was enough that they should be prepared, ready to eat. So in these cases, even that, to pour from a kli sheni, was forbidden on Shabbos, because that was the form of cooking for these types of food. But regarding other foods, one would be allowed to pour from a kli sheni.